So it is the final look at sports this morning. Man City boss Pep Guardiola says tonight's Premier League game against Aston Villa feels like a cup final. Now both sides are battling it out for a place in the top five, which will guarantee a spot in next season's Champions League. Guardiola is a big admirer of Unai Emery's team, and that's only grown since he watched them play in Europe.
You see the game against my friend Luis Enrique, PSG. Wow. I was really, really impressed. They can play low block and play away, but when they decide to go with the weapons they have, the speed they have, the set pieces, they're incredible, well organized with Unai.
Yeah, good win for Man City this weekend in their match against Everton. And of course, we saw Aston Villa beating Newcastle United 4-1. So all to play for, a potential blockbuster happening tonight at 9 p.m. start South African time. Pyramids FC coach Krunoslav Jurčić has slammed the use of VAR in the CAF Champions League. The Egyptian side had two goals disallowed in their first leg semi-final against Pirates Eskordin.
40 years I'm in football. 40 years. I don't need TV. I don't need camera. I don't need explanation of the first goal. Very, 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 very tough explanation. But I will repeat one more time. Maybe it's not the moment that we're speaking about referees, that we're speaking about all. I think that my players deserve that we're speaking tonight about them.
Yeah, so all to play there for Orlando Pirates. Second leg on Friday in Egypt. Take a look at some of those VAR decisions from the CAF Champions League game, and I don't know about you guys, but for me, Pirates benefited. They benefited from the referee, so we must keep quiet, just like Kaizer Chiefs benefited last week, just like Sundowns were also benefiting in the start of the season. So everyone is benefiting at the moment. We must just be happy and accept what we are getting. Second leg Friday, 8 p.m. kickoff in Egypt, Pirates against Pyramids. And then sports most prestigious awards, the Laurier Sports Awards, took place last night. We had Simone Biles, who was named the Sportswoman of the Year athlete. Also be Rebecca Andrandra, she took the Comeback of the Year. She's also a gymnast from Brazil. Mondo Duplantis, who I say is the greatest field athlete of all time, he was named Sportsman of the Year. Real Madrid Team of the Year after winning the Champions League and La Liga. And Barcelona's teenage sensation Yamile Yamal wins the Laureus World Breakthrough of the Year award after leading Spain to Euro 2024 glory. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.